Federal Maritime Commissioner Rebecca Dye recently released the final fact-finding report titled The Effects of COVID-19 on the U.S. International Ocean Transportation Supply Chain. Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, shares that the report details two reoccurring pandemic-related concerns that were highlighted by importers and exporters. The first being the high cost of shipping cargo, and the second being excessive demurrage and detention charges. Minnick explains, now that the report is final, the full Federal Maritime Commission will review the 12 recommendations and make determinations.
Looking at what were the challenges that were being faced during COVID-19 and the pandemic, the importers and exporters highlighted two recurring pandemic-related concerns: the high cost of shipping cargo and excessive demurrage and detention charges. So the final report includes 12 recommendations that would help alleviate some of the concerns that were raised. Some of the recommendations that would be of interest to the U.S. cotton industry include an FMC outreach initiative to promote more shipping information being public about FMC competition, enforcement, service contracts, forecasting, shipping associations, and others. Also, enhanced cooperation with the Department of Agriculture concerning container availability and other issues. And finally, a reinvigorated focus on the extreme supply chain equipment dislocations in Memphis railheads and also other facilities around the country. This is the second set of recommendations that has come out of this fact finding. There were initially 8 interim recommendations that were all approved by the FMC that didn't require legislative action. Now that the report is final, the full Federal Maritime Commission will review the recommendations and make determinations going forward.